Well, hello, familia. So, coming at you live down here in Buenos Aires, in Villa España de Berazategui. Looking down at my recorder, and it's got a little 34. I mean, this is my 34th week that I've been down here in Argentina. I cannot even believe how fast the time is going. It's ridiculous. Like, it feels like just yesterday I walked off that plane. Good times. Given 34 weeks really isn't too long, considering I still have like another, what, isn't there like 50 something in a year, so it'd be like what, 50 plus 20, yeah, like another 70 something or 80 something weeks, whatever, I don't know, who's counting. But yeah, so this week was a really great week. We were able to find a couple new people to teach. I'm looking really forward to the people that we found, because one of them is the husband of a menos activa, or less active, and he is really awesome guy. Like, we went and we did a service for him. We, like, just broke up a bunch of concrete and moved it from the back to the front of their house and, like, made a little pathway, because he's going to put, like, he crushes the concrete down, and then he's going to put concrete over it. So it's like a pathway in his house or whatever. And so we went over there, we did the service for them, and that was really sweet. That was really awesome. Then we, afterwards, he was like, hey, come in here, we'll, like, drink some Coke, and then you guys can, like, share me a scripture or something. I'm like, okay, sweet. So then we go, we share him a scripture about baptism, 2 Nephi 31. And it was really sweet. It was, like, because he was talking about, like, I've just been, like, pretty convinced that, like, you guys' church is, like, the true church, because you're, like, the only church that goes out and, like, does service for free, like, you guys do it and stuff. And he's like, I just don't know any other church that, like, really, like, stands for the things that you guys stand for and stuff. I'm like, yeah, well, that's because we're the true church of God, so, you know, there's that. But no, it was good. And then we, afterwards we shared it, and he's like, you know, I really had a desire to get baptized. And we're like, well, we have a baptism programmed for the 23rd of December, or the 3rd of December. So, like, will you prepare yourself to get baptized this day? And he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then, like, he started talking to his wife about it, and, like, they were pretty happy, and it was cool, because he's like, oh, this is going to be, like, a noteworthy thing. I don't know how to say it in English, but it's like, oh, este va a ser una noticia, like a news, like good news, this is going to be good news, or something like that. And so it was cool. And then he's like, kind of got like a little tear in his eyes, and he's like, wow, this is going to be really awesome. And we're just like, yeah, let's do it. But then it kind of stunk, because then he didn't end up coming to church on Sunday. So, yeah, it's going to have to be the fourth now. But it's okay. We'll get it all done. We know what we're doing down here, kind of. More or less. But no, like, this, it was a good week. It was just kind of a bummer, because, like, all the people that we've found, all the people that we've, like, put dates with to get baptized, all their dates are falling. Like, nobody's falling through with our plan. Like, our plans are all falling through. It's just kind of, it was kind of rough, but it was good. Like, it was just one of those weeks where it was just kind of a learning opportunity. And, like, kind of a good, like, teaching opportunity a little bit with Elder Stewart, you know, just be like, well, there's weeks like this. And, like, I don't know, towards the end, I started getting a little hard on myself, but then Elder Stewart, he's a good guy. He's just like, hey, just don't worry about it. Like, just brush it off. We've done all that we could do. And, like, it's true. Like, we're just talking with people all day long. We're setting sedes with people. We're, like, knocking doors. We're looking for menos activa, less actives. Just, like, everything that we can do, right? But yeah, I just like those things. And then, obviously, yeah, and then this week is Thanksgiving, so that's cool. I'm super excited for you guys, given Argentina doesn't really have Thanksgiving. But that's why we had a we had a Dia de Gracia actividad en la capilla, like an activity in the church where we had a Thanksgiving together. That was pretty fun. We made a turkey, all this stuff. I'll send some pictures. I just came home from that. Actually, I still need to go shower because we went, we like played basketball while the thing was in the oven in the church. Then we went back, ate it. Now we got a bunch of turkey just sitting on the counter. I should probably put that in the fridge, but it's right. If I haven't gotten sick from half of the stuff I've eaten down here, I don't need to worry about it. But yeah. But no, and then, let's think. So, Monday, Tuesday.
But yeah, then we didn't really have... Like, we didn't really have anything big happen. Just kind of like a regular week. Just every door knocking. Or every day just knocking doors all day long. Getting home really tired. My legs are just, like, super tired. Like, they're not, like, hurting. Like, you don't need to worry about that at all. Because, like, they're actually holding up pretty good. But no, it's just like that, like, from walking all day, there's that, like, muscle tightness. It's just like, oh, that stinks. But it's good, because it means, like, hey, I went out there and I worked all day, came home, now I'm tired. So it was good. And then the 28th, so next Monday, right? Yeah, next Monday, we have a big, like, basketball tournament that we're doing down here. Because there's, like, a few Argentines that like basketball. So we're going to just throw, like, a big tournament for all of them.
It's going to be sweet. I'm super excited. Even though I really suck at basketball still, it's okay. I'll go ahead and play. Maybe score a point or two. Yeah, no, probably not, but it's okay. I'll still try. But, yeah. The weather's good. It was a little bit cooler this week, which was good because the last week was, like, super hot. It was almost too hot. I'm, like, I like hot and humid, but not that much, actually. It's like you get home the end of the night, there's just, like, a line of sweat from, like, my bag. I just have, like, a little bag, and there's just, like, a little strap that it has. And so, like, every day I get back, and there's just, like, a line, like, on my shoulder from the bag where it rests. So that's cool. Maybe I just need to shower better or something. Ah, sorry. I had to drink some water. And yeah. Sorry this recording is a little bit shorter this week. I'm pretty tired, so I'm probably going to go upstairs and go to bed. Because, yeah. Turkey in your stomach after playing some basketball on a nice warm day, it gets to you. Let's think if you guys told me some stuff. It's bad. I like listen to the recordings like the beginning of the week, so I don't really remember the stuff by the end of the week. I don't have a whole ton of time to listen to the recordings, but thanks Mom for sending the recipes. I made some pumpkin pie. It kind of failed because I kind of stink at making it, but I think it's just because I didn't use brown sugar, and then the pumpkin that I used I think was kind of gross too. I don't know, it's kind of hard to make an American masterpiece in Argentina, but it's okay. It worked good enough. Man, I can't think of what I want to say. And then the investigators that we have The old lady, we can't really find her because her daughter, like, doesn't want anything to do with the church. She's, like, saying that we're, like, thieves and that we lie. We have, like, false prophets and all this stuff. So, yeah, we're going to have to go over there and figure out what's wrong with her. Then, let's see, who else? Patricia, she's the husband of the less active guy. That's super awesome. She's been, like, talking to her friends. They've been, like, saying bad stuff about the church. So she's just kind of, like, losing her excitement about the church, which, like, we've gone over with members. We're just trying to get her to, like, get her answer. But she's like, I prayed and I haven't gotten an answer. Like, I never got an answer or anything. So, like, okay, well, you got to, like, pray with faith. And you got to read the Book of Mormon. And she's like, yeah, like, I kind of read a little bit. But I don't know. She's not progressing too much. And then Juan, the guy that, like, smokes and stuff. He's a good guy. The thing is with them, they have to get divorced, and it's, like, super expensive to get divorced down here. He has to get divorced from his ex-wife and then get married to his wife, or the member that he's living with now, which that's kind of a, yeah, that's kind of a pain, but we'll see. We'll see what we can do. Let's see. The gay guy, he found out, like, so he would have to get out of our area to get baptized because he's living with the guy that he's living with right now who lives in our area, but obviously he needs to separate from that guy if he wants to get baptized, and so he would have to move to, like, another mission. I think it's the South Mission. So that kind of stinks, but we'll see what happens to that, too. Who else? We taught a guy that's under house arrest, so that's cool. He's a good guy. Probably sells drugs, but he's a good guy. Then, who else? I'm sure there's more people, and I'm just forgetting. But yeah, like, really, it's just kind of, the thing is down here is just, like, finding people. Like, you can find people, like, one day you, like, go to their house, do an alibi, talk with them, have, like, a really good gospel discussion, and then afterwards you, like, go and try to find them again. Like, I'm sure anybody that's, like, familiar with missionary work, this is probably a story around the whole world, but it's like you can never find them again. And then when you find them again, then they're just like, yeah, no, I don't want anything. And you're just like, what? We had, like, a super awesome conversation the other day. Like, what happened? But whatever. No, it's good. Like, I'm loving it. It's sweet. Let's see. I don't think there's really anything else. So I'm going to read a scripture to you guys. Because for me, I like the scriptures. They're good. Let's see. Oh, this is a sweet scripture. So I read in Mosiah 27 this week. And, like, this is, like, one of my favorite chapters in the whole Book of Mormon. It's just so sweet. Like, when the sons of Mosiah and Alma the Younger, they all, like, the angel comes to them and, like, pretty much tells them to, like, repent and stuff. And then they repent, and, like, afterwards, like, what they say, it's so sweet what they say. I'm just going to read, like, part of it, but I invite you guys to read this whole chapter because it's so awesome. So this one is talking about repentance, and it's talking about when Alma and his and the sons of Mosiah, they all repent. And it says in Mosiah 27, 23, 24, and 25, and 26, it says, Y aconteció que después que hubieron
ayunado y orado por el espacio de 2 días y 2 noches, los miembros de Alma recobraron su fuerza y se puso de pie y comenzó a hablarles, diciéndoles que se animaran. ¿Por qué? Dijo él. Me he arrepentido de mis pecados y el Señor me ha redimido. He aquí, he nacido del Espíritu. Y el Señor me dijo, no te maravilles que todo el género humano, sí, hombres y mujeres, toda nación, tribu, lengua y pueblo, debe nacer otra vez, sí, nacer de nuevo, ser cambiados de su estado carnal y caído, y un estado de rectitud, siendo redimidos por Dios, convirtiéndose en sus hijos e hijas. Y así llegan a ser nuevas criaturas, y a menos que hagan esto, de ningún modo pueden heredar el reino de Dios. So, yeah, that scripture is really sweet, because it's just saying, like when they repented, it says, like it says that the Lord says that, like, don't be surprised that everyone needs to, like, nacer de nuevo, or, like, be born again and be changed from, like, their carnal state to a state of faithfulness or righteousness, probably, rectitud. I don't know what it would be in English. Like, I understand what it's saying, but I don't remember how to, like, translate exactly. But, it's so awesome because, like, it says in 26, and this is how they become new creatures or, like, new, you know, like, new people. And if they don't do that, they can't go to the reign of God. Like, they can't go into the kingdom of God, right? And it's so true. Like, every single one of us, we have things that we need to get rid of, like, things that we need to break, maybe habits that we have that we need to stop, or things that we've done that we need to repent for, or things that we want to change in our life so that we can become the people that we want to be. And really, that's only possible by the atonement of Jesus Christ, right? And that's just, like, something that I've, like, really learned a lot, is just, like, the importance of the atonement. And even though the atonement, like, is for sin and so that we can become better in that aspect, it's also about becoming better people, like, just becoming, like it says here, like, new creatures, pretty much. Like, putting aside all of the desires of our carnal selves and becoming people that really want to do the will of God, right? But, yeah, so I was just thinking about that scripture, and I really liked it a lot. But, yeah, that's really what I wanted to share with you guys. Know the church is true. Know Joseph Smith was a prophet, restored the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know Jesus Christ is our Salvador. Our Savior, and that it's only through Him that we're saved. I know that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God, that if we read it, we receive a power in our lives that every single one of us needs. And yeah, I love you guys tons, and I can't wait to talk to you guys today. Well, I love you tons, and have a great week. Bye-bye.